Hello, 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 and welcome to a special edition of Visions. It's Christmas time all around the world, and today this program is dedicated to all my listeners who celebrate Christmas, who celebrate the birth of Christ, and I hope that you will enjoy the season, continue to just share love, and make sure that Christmas continues every day, every year of your life. So, we'll start the program with a short Bible reading. Jaheim?
I'm reading Luke chapter 2, verses 11 to 12. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe.
Thank you very much, Jaheim, for that scripture reading. So after that beautiful Bible reading by Jaheim, we will now have Once in a Royal David City, followed by Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
two songs really speak about the birth of Christ and how beautiful it was that night when he was born into the world. Now, we shall have Garfield reading a second lesson. Garfield?
This reading is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 1, reading verse 18 to verse 23. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Here ends the reading.
Thank you very much, Garfield, for that beautiful scripture. And as it says, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. So now we will hear, O come, Emmanuel. I love this song. O come, Emmanuel. Rejoice, rejoice. Beautiful singing, don't you think? Yes. O come, Emmanuel. Followed by Silent Night and Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Rejoice, 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 Emmanuel shall not show.
Listeners, as we celebrate Christmas, as we celebrate the birth of Christ, yes, some persons will question our celebration. But remember, we are talking about a Savior who came to enlighten the world and to save us. So think about what he means and what he represents as we enjoy this season with family, with friends. You know, as we celebrate Christmas, it's really about celebrating relationships, making sure that we spend quality time with our families and friends, and that we demonstrate we truly love and appreciate the individuals in our families and our workplaces, our communities, wherever we live. Just show love, share love, be generous, be helpful, and giving gifts is one of the traditions of Christmas. We don't always have to expense ourselves with money that we may not have in buying, you know, expensive cell phones or games, clothing, perfumes, and so on. We can give a gift of time, sharing time with that old person who may not have any relatives around, sharing your time and talents in helping individuals to maybe cook a meal for that day or just take a meal to the individual, you know. So there's so many simple and inexpensive ways that we can give gifts of love, compassion, generosity to those individuals around us. Visit the sick in the hospital who may not have a visitor. Call someone on the telephone if you're afraid in these times of COVID-19 to visit. Certainly, we can do many, many wonderful things so that individuals can truly feel loved and blessed in this season. Remember those individuals who may be feeling miserable, sad, lonely, because they have lost loved ones around this time, or they may have had a very bad experience around this season. What can you do? Share love. Share love. Share love. That's the essential word. That's the essential action to take as we celebrate Christmas. I certainly enjoy Christmas. I have so many wonderful memories of growing up with my parents and my siblings. And I remember attending a children's party where there were hundreds of little children. And we had so many sweet treats. We were able to enjoy the music of local entertainers, the fire eaten by Cassius Clay. And then, of course, the part that all children love, receiving gifts. And I remember receiving this pink elephant with a wind-up button. And I treasured that gift for years into my teenage young adulthood. Oh, that was a wonderful, wonderful memory. My parents took me to the National Stadium at the time, and that was a wonderful celebration for hundreds of children in Barbados. So create that wonderful memory for your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, cousins, aunts, friends, neighbors. Just provide them with the opportunity to have a wonderful memory that as they grow older, they can certainly reflect and enjoy the memory of sharing a wonderful time with you and your showers of generosity. So listeners, I want to thank you for staying with me on the Visions Radio program, giving your comments, your ideas, and contributing items that were redistributed to needy households. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I certainly appreciate it. And I look forward to being with you in 2022 once our lives are spared to provide information, to provide some entertainment at times, because it's not always a serious note that we have to be discussing. but generally just living and celebrating life and the people around us. So this Christmas season, take the time and be loving. So now we will enjoy our local Calypsonian Bumba as he sings, "Why can't this Christmas feeling go on?" Followed by Natalie with Carolyn and Red Plastic Bike with Mizzy. Beautiful songs.
Why can't this Christmas feeling go on? Why can't we learn to live together? Not for a day or a season, but for a little bit longer. Oh, why can't this feeling go on? Oh, yeah. Why can't this Christmas feeling go on? Why can't we learn to live together? Not for a day or a season, but for a little bit longer. Oh, why can't this feeling go on?
Now I come home late on this Christmas Eve night. Right outside my gate, you're kissing a man dressed in red and white. Under the mango tree, you and a man you're making merry. When I question you curiously, this is the answer you're giving me.
The Santa Claus, he's in town. He comes back once a year. Don't be vexed because he came around to visit me, my dear.
But Maisie, in all honesty, why not under the Christmas? I am red because we're making movements with Santa Claus. Maisie, where is the reindeer? Maisie, I ain't seen no sleigh. Look, he had no reindeer, no sleigh.
He came on me W-I-A.
Rock it!
You have been listening to Visions with me, your host, Eudalie Wickham Ashby. And I want to wish each of you, especially you and you and you, a very Merry Christmas. And I'm looking forward to closing out the old year with you as we prepare to enter into a new year, 2022. So until next week, remember, have a wonderful, merry, loving Christmas. Truly celebrate the fact that you are alive. So until then, love yourself and love your neighbor. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 via WhatsApp or regular call, or by Starcom at 1-246-430-7300, and by email, visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That is visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And of course, you can check this and past episodes on the newly rebranded VOB929.com website. So until then,
we wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
God's kindness we pray to you and your King.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas, Barbados!
Merry Christmas, everybody!